The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Yeah, it's interesting. The pandemic seemed for a lot of people to be this transformational time. Some in good ways, some not so good ways. But I've seen just like for many people, that was the turning point, whether it was a job getting laid off or reducing hours. I experienced that reduction in hours, or people went through things. And for many, it was part of what propelled them on the path. So that's amazing, man. Before we get into like the real estate stuff, I do want to talk about gentrification, right? So you're DMV native, and anybody who is not living under a rock has heard about the gentrification that's been taking place in DC. Talk to us about that, just like what your perspective is as a native, but also you're in the business too. So yeah. What has that been like?
Man, it's been hectic, honestly. And just living in DC, living in these neighborhoods, you know, just seeing what they're doing. You know, for me, my standpoint is like as an agent, as somebody who understands real estate and understands certain programs like NACA, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing if we're educating our people on how they can actually be a part of it, right? Yeah. So while they're building the areas up, you can leverage a program like NACA where, you know, they'll cover your down payment, your closing costs, and you can purchase in those neighborhoods as well. So for me, I think it's an opportunity. I don't think, you know, it's necessarily a bad thing if you're a part of it. So for me, I'm educating people. I'm like, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at. You can get, you know, you could be a part of this. You could purchase these properties. Don't let these people come out of town and, you know, just buy the city up. And fortunately, you know, I built relationships where, you know, a lot of these properties, I'm getting them at off market. So, you know, my clients, I'm helping them, like, you know, purchase these properties before they even hit the market. So, you know, these other people aren't able to just buy everything up. Mm-hmm. You know, we're buying back the block. So, you know, definitely it can be challenging, but, you know, I think if you're strategic about it, you know, you could definitely be a part of it.
Definitely. So it sounds like your standpoint is we can't stop what's going on, but I want to help y'all participate in the upside.
Absolutely.
Through real estate.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and you just know the history of real estate, you know, it's been unfortunate, like how, you know, they've put our people on the back end and, you know, they've put barriers in place for us not to be able to be a part of it. But now we're in an era where, you know, this education is out. You know, it's a digital era. We have phones. We have access. People like you are, you know, talking about these different programs. And, you know, it's important for me knowing, like, what it takes to be able to, like, purchase real estate. I'm helping people from start to finish. You know, I have Section 8 people where I'm helping, like, hey, you know, you could use your voucher to purchase real estate. And so I don't think it's an excuse anymore. I think it's just a matter of people like myself, you, these other great, you know, influencers on teaching people how they can, you know, invest in real estate and stop making excuses, because, you know, we're now in a time where we can buy up real estate.
That's a fact. And let's talk about that Section 8 and using that voucher to purchase real estate, because I don't think we've had anybody talk about that before. Is that, before we get into details, is that like a DC specific thing to your knowledge? Could it potentially be in other cities?
Yeah, it's definitely in other cities. Mm-hmm. So NACA, you know, NACA, I'm a big advocate for NACA. I partner with them. That's why I'm here in LA. And NACA has a great program where they're helping people who have like permanent vouchers buy real estate. So if your payment standard, because typically you get approved for a certain amount. So if you have a one bedroom voucher, you can purchase, you know, something based off of your mortgage payment, right? So if your voucher is for $2,000, NACA will allow you to use that as like qualifying income. So, you know, if there's a property, let's just say it's for a $400,000 property based on the interest rates, let's say your final payment is $2,000, NACA will work with the local housing authority to allow them to purchase that property.
Wow. So let's just, does it have to be, so you said a Section 8 voucher, you said?
Yeah.
So, all right, let's break that down. So someone is $2,000, that's their voucher. Does the voucher need to cover a certain portion of what the mortgage might be? Or how does that part of it work?
So, yeah, the voucher would be so when they get approved, they have a certain, you know, ratio. So they might only have to pay like $25 and the voucher covers, you know, $1,980. And so through, you know, when they're doing underwriting, they're looking at, you know, your qualifying income. And so they'll use that to allow them to qualify.
Got you. That's pretty interesting, man. So for those who, I mean, NACA seems to be pretty popular, but it's very possible somebody listening here doesn't know what the program is, and we'll get into the details of it, but what is NACA? What is the purpose of it?
So the purpose of it is really to make home ownership attainable and affordable. There's a lot of people, there's a misconception that you have to be low income to be able to go through NACA, but that's not the case. You know, there's people, lawyers, doctors, people who are making money that are going through the program. And so with NACA, their biggest thing is they want you to purchase the property and live in it. And so you get a below the market interest rate and, you know, they cover the down payment, closing costs. So they really put you in a position to where you're able to actually afford the property and upkeep it and not lose it. You know, and NACA has been around for like over 35 years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they partner with Bank of America, where Bank of America has committed to like over like $20 billion in NACA loans, and it's in all 50 states. So, you know, it's a great program. It's, you know, it's really a no-brainer. As I mentioned, that's how I got into it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a big advocate.
Definitely. So no down payment, no closing costs, no fees or anything of that nature. What does the process look like? So we were at the Achieve the Dream event yesterday in downtown LA. And it was fascinating to me just to, one, hear the testimonials, but also just being able to connect with people and just hear more about how the process works. And it was fantastic. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to go. But what is the process for NACA and what are like the qualifications? Just so, you know, once somebody's done here, they can get going.
Absolutely. So the first step is they have a workshop. So it's called a home buying workshop, where they want you to take a 4-hour class. They typically have it every other Saturday. It can be in person or virtual. And you go through that class. Upon you completing the class, they'll give you a NACA ID. And so now that's your, you know, identification number. At that point, you have access to their portal and you have the ability to upload your documents. So it's pretty standard. You're going to upload your pay stubs, you know, last 2 years of tax returns, your voter's registration card, you know, just they'll run a credit check. So basic, very basic things. And then upon you doing that, they'll schedule you for an in-person or virtual consultation with the NACA counselor. And so that NACA counselor is going to look at your profile, see where you're at. Based off of that, they'll let you know whether or not you're ready right now. If you're not ready, they're going to give you action items, which essentially is a roadmap. Like, okay, we need you to save this X amount of dollars for 3 months, or we need you to, you know, clean up some things on your credit. They don't care about your credit score. They just don't want to see late payments in the last year. And so upon you doing that, they'll, you know, approve you for the loan. So essentially they're underwriting for Bank of America, because Bank of America is actually the lender. And so upon them deeming you as a qualified buyer, they'll pass your information to Bank of America. And now, you know, you're in the home process where you can search for a home, as we mentioned, you can buy a multifamily unit, a mixed use, a condo, new construction. So it's a pretty great product.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.